This is Word Fountain Christian Ministries. You are listening to a message from a guest pastor. Be blessed.
Lord, I bless you because that's what you're going to do right now. For anyone that's hurting right now, Lord, I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak encouragement in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Be thou exalted, O God. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Genesis chapter 1. Just look at our Bibles. God's original plan. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, I want us to mark this word, let us. Then God, one person, but he spoke in plural, let us. Hallelujah. Amen. Then God said, let us make man in our, let us, our. One person speaking, but he's speaking in plural. Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Amen? Amen. God is a God of unity. And then he said, let them, let us, let them. God is restoring something here.
Amen.
He owned everything. He possessed everything. When he said, let us, that was what we have, let us give out. Am I talking to someone?
Yes, sir.
And that's why he said, let us, and then he said, let them.
Amen.
In other words, what we have, let's give out. So that they can have, they can share, they can possess, they can be like us. Hallelujah. Let us make man. Then he said, let them have dominion. In other words, he was in charge, he was in control, he was controlling everything. And that's why the Bible says that when the world was created, there was nothing happening. It was darkness everywhere, isn't it? And the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord was hovering. I pray that this afternoon, is it afternoon yet? Yeah, afternoon. The Spirit of God will hover,
Amen.
Will move,
Amen.
Will brood,
Amen.
Will prepare,
Amen.
Get you ready, bring you to the biting point. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bring you to the biting point where you can receive. Because he said, let us, let them have. What we have, let them have.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
And so God can trust a man. God can trust a woman. Now when I say man, I'm talking both, you know, men and women now. On this point, is that clear?
Yes, sir.
What God had, he wanted to share with man. And so he said, let us make man so that they can have. Let us let them have.
Amen.
You will have today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever you have lost, I'm speaking about restoration, you will have.
Amen.
So God has said, whatever was withdrawn, whatever has been taken away from you, whatever you do not have, he is letting you have.
Amen.
May someone receive it in the name of Jesus. May you receive it in the name of Jesus. I said, may you receive it in the name of Jesus. What you don't have, may you receive in the name of Jesus. What has been forcefully taken away, deceptively taken away from you, I speak in the name of Jesus. Let you have. You will have in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel an anointing in the house this morning. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. The Father said, let us. And then he said, let him have. My God, When there was no man, there was no one to give to. Am I talking to someone?
Yes, sir.
When there was no man on earth, God could not give to animals. God could not give to trees. God could not give to the birds of the air, the fish. God could not give to anybody. But the moment man came on the scene, he released himself. He released his anointing. He released breakthrough. And then he gave them dominion. I speak in the name of Jesus. You will have dominion this afternoon. In the name of Jesus. Whatever has dominated you, you will dominate this afternoon. In the name of Jesus. Whoever has possessed you, you will reverse and you shall possess. In the name of Jesus. To me, that's great restoration. Hallelujah. When there was no man, he couldn't give to anybody. But the moment man came in the scene, he said, let them have. Let you have. What you did not have, let you have. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. I feel something this morning. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Let them have dominion. You know, when you have dominion, you are in control, isn't it? You are in charge. And then it says, over the fish of the sea, blah, 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 blah. And then verse 27, so God created man as he has said in his own image. And then he says, in the image of God, he created him, male and female. Look at verse 28. Then God, what? Blessed. Then God, someone talk to me. Say, God,
blessed.
May God bless you in Jesus' name. I say you are blessed in Jesus' name. I speak a blessing in the name of Jesus. You know, another word for blessing is enablement. If you check properly, another word for blessing is enable. When I say I bless you, I enable you. I empower you. I cause you to be. Hallelujah. Then God blessed man. God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. In other words, it is in the plan of God, it is the will of God that you are blessed. You are enabled. You are fruitful. You will multiply in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, be fruitful and multiply. If there's anyone here who is fruitless, I speak fruitfulness over you in the name of Jesus. Anyone here who hasn't got, I speak that you will have in the name of Jesus. Anybody who lacks, I speak that this morning you will have in the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone who is being despised, I speak that you will be received. You will be celebrated in the name of Jesus. Anyone rejecting you, this time you walk to them, they will begin to celebrate you. They will begin to appreciate you. They will welcome you. They will embrace you. And they will say, thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Father, I bless you, Lord. I worship you, King of Glory. I don't want to break your nice things here, you know. I didn't come with money to replace them. Hallelujah. You know, I love following the word of God, literally. He said, then he blessed them. Then he said to them, the blessing, one of the blessings is like, be fruitful. If you are not fruitful, if you are not productive, then something is taken away from you. You are lacking that which God has blessed you, God has enabled you with. Hallelujah. Because God said, let them be blessed.
Amen.
He pronounced blessing, enablement over you. And if you are not enabled, if you are not blessed, if you are lacking in whatever way, then check yourself. Hallelujah. And then God continues by saying, fill the earth, subdue it. Then again, have dominion. And then he says, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion. to the fish of the sea, blah, blah, blah. Now, I want to talk about something that is so important. Let's go to, if you go to Genesis chapter 2, chapter 3, it talks about God's creation, how a man was created, isn't it? And how God gave them dominion over the Garden of Eden and where he was placed. Amen? Amen. Wherever you are, God has placed you there. Amen. And God expects you to have dominion in that place. Here in Oxford, I speak over you, you will have dominion in the name of Jesus. In your place of work, you will have dominion in the name of Jesus. In your household, in your neighborhood, you will have dominion in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, wherever you come from, wherever you go, I speak that you will possess that spirit of dominion over your life. That when people see you, something will happen to them. In the name of Jesus. When you carry like a magnet around you, with you anywhere you go. Now, when you have a magnet, when you go to another object that is metal, what does it do? Automatically magnetizes, isn't it? I speak that you magnetize blessings, you magnetize favor, because you are a child of God. God has positioned you where you are. God has placed you where you are. You are not just blessed there; you are blessed. To be a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But then what happened in Genesis chapter 3? The Bible says the serpent came, isn't it? And deceived them. And took away that which God said, let them have. Am I talking to someone? That which God gave them, the devil came and deceived them and took away. Whatever has been taken away from you, whether it is good health, you are born to be healthy. If there's health problem concerning you, you have health challenges, I speak right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your health will be restored in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm not just making a cliche. I'm speaking by divine authority. I am under authority in the name of Jesus. That's why the Bible said the centurion soldier, when he met with Jesus Christ, the Bible says, Jesus Christ said, my daughter is sick at home. Maybe at this point she's even dead. And Jesus said, I will come to your house. Oh, I see God sent someone. I see Jesus Christ sent someone. I'm visiting you. I'm visiting you. I'm coming to your house. My coming here is God's visitation for somebody. My coming here is to activate something in someone's life. My coming here is to bring a blessing to someone's family. My coming here to release a blessing in someone's life. But the Roman centurion said, no, don't even bother coming. I am a man under authority. I say to one soldier, go, and he goes. Come, yes, sir. Go, yes, sir. You are stupid, yes, sir. Any military people, I was talking to a sister, who was she again? She was a military person. Oh, she's in Kiro standing here. No wonder she's standing, she's a military person. In the military, you say, go, yes, sir. You are stupid, yes, sir. He said, I'm a man under authority. He knew what authority meant. He said, don't bother coming to my house. I'm talking to someone right now. Don't bother. Don't bother. Don't bother worrying about it. That's why he says in John chapter 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. You can allow your heart to be troubled by yourself, or you can take control of your life and you can say no. Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't have, but I refuse to worry. I don't have, but I refuse to think about it. I'm sick. I refuse to dwell on my sickness. My body is telling me, you are sick. There's pain on my leg. There's pain on my chest. But I refuse to let that happen to me. Oh, my God. So he said, don't bother. Don't worry. There's no need. I am a man under authority. I know what delegation means. I was talking about delegated power yesterday. Hallelujah. I was talking about when the queen sends you out, when the president sends you out, when the prime minister sends you out, when your boss sends you out, you go to another company. You go there on the authority of your boss, isn't it?
Yes,
sir. I'm here under authority.
Amen.
I have a delegated authority. Whatever I speak, whatever I pronounce, it shall, not it may, it shall come to pass because I'm under authority. In the name of Jesus, I've come to bring restoration. I've come to bring back that which was not, in the name of Jesus. I speak those things that are not as if though they are, because you have it, you possess it. There's a life of Christ inside of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Roman soldier said, I'm a man under authority. Don't even bother coming to my house. Speak the word. Am I speaking to someone right now? Am I releasing power to someone right now? Am I releasing healing to someone right now? Am I releasing a breakthrough to someone right now? I'm a man under authority. I speak by the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus. The name that is above all other names. Hallelujah. So Adam and Eve gave away that which was given to them. Hallelujah. And so when God came, he spoke in American language. You know, in America, I said, how are you doing? I'm cool. Who has ever said I'm cool before? Come on now, don't lie in the house of God. Have you ever said, yeah, I'm cool? Even pastor says, I'm cool. How you doing? I'm cool. My brother, how you doing? I'm cool. The father came. Adam! Where are you? When that which was given to them was taken away, oh God. Those of us who ministered, I was preaching in the church. I won't tell you the name of the church. I was ministering. And something happened. There was a disconnection in my spirit. Can I be honest with you? I felt a disconnection. I felt power left me. I felt loneliness. Before, I was under the authority. I felt, am I talking to somebody? I was charged. I felt the anointing. I felt the breakthrough. I felt the presence of God. Like says the book of Luke, that while Peter was preaching, the presence of God was present. The power of God was present to heal. So I don't have to lay hands on you. I don't have to come to your sister. Can you come out here? You don't have to come out. As I'm ministering right now, the atmosphere is being charged. The atmosphere is conducive for healing right now. Like it says John chapter 5, the Bible says there was a pool in Bethesda, the pool of Sidon, isn't it? Where the people came. And the Bible says great important people were there. And they were waiting for the stirring of the waters. Am I talking to someone this morning? They were waiting for the stirring of the water. There was a season, there was a time, there was a specific moment when the Holy Ghost came, when the angel of God will come, jump into the waters, stir the water. Remember I told you from the beginning, when the world was created, it was void, isn't it? Without the Holy Ghost, nothing will happen. But the Holy Ghost was moving, keeping the atmosphere, keeping everything in check. And so when the angel of God comes and stirs the water, the Bible says whoever jumps in will be what? It's a stirring of an atmosphere right now.
Amen.
There's a faith being stirred up in someone's life right now. Someone's like, oh my God. In the name of Jesus. How many of us have got cell phones? How many of... Now, wow, this church. Is it that I'm speaking in Nigerian language, or, you know, I have an accent? I don't speak like you guys, Oxfordians. I've never got phones. Ah, thank God now for honesty. It's coming back to the house. Hallelujah. You know, when you've been talking on the phone for a long time, what happens? What happens? That's cute. My sister, can you say it properly? The battery runs down. Can you say it again? The battery runs down. And so when the battery runs down, what happens? No, when the battery runs down, what happens? It dies. It gets so weak, it affects the signal. So what do? You charge it, isn't it? You plug it and you charge it, isn't it? Someone's battery has run down. When you are charging it, what are you doing? You are restoring back the energy. Am I talking to somebody? Someone's battery was so low, you almost died. But right now, I have plugged you. Not I am plugging you. I have plugged you back into Jesus Christ. That the current, the Holy Spirit, Masikarobo Shantan. In the name of Jesus, someone is being charged up right now. Your faith is being activated right now. Your faith is being raised right now. You are being prepared. This atmosphere is being stirred up. That this, oh my God. My God, my God, my God. There's something happening right now. There's an anointing. There's a presence of God. The power of God is present in this place. So the Roman soldier knew what he was talking about. That's why he said, I'm a man under authority. Don't bother coming to my house. Just speak the word. And the word would trust. Oh my God. Because he knew Jesus was everywhere. And so that power that was given to Adam and Eve, they released it. Amen. So they were down. The battery ran down. Oh my God. So there was disconnection. And that's, you know, the Bible says in Judges chapter 3 that God will come in the cool of the evening. That's why I said it was American language. He came in the cool of the day. Say, hey, that's like American to me. Hey, guy. Are you okay? Are you there? Adam couldn't say, I'm cool. He said, I'm hot. I'm lonely. I lost it. I'm drained. Am I talking to someone? When you've been working with God for long enough, you will know when you are being charged. You will know when you are under authority. You will know when oh my God, am I talking this? Am I speaking too fast? When you are in His presence and you are dwelling in His presence and the Holy Ghost is with you, in you, upon you. Oh my God, I preached a message about the Holy Spirit in you, upon you, with you. You will know you can uproot anything. You become fearless. Even if a truck is coming before you, you know that you have the word. There's a power inside of you. You can be like those movies where a truck is coming before you and you just put your hand like this and the truck will automatically just brake and stop. Am I talking to somebody? That is how powerful you are. And so Adam recognized that he was no more cool. He was hot. He was lonely. He was deflated. Not like a balloon. When you blow the balloon and the balloon is pumped, it's inflated, isn't it? Just a little pin, like a thread of a hair. Just a little pin. The thing will begin to go down. Sometimes you will not recognize it. It goes shh. If you don't notice, by the time you hear the shoop, you have lost it. But somebody who is sensitive, my God, someone who is sensitive of the presence of God Almighty, someone who knows the power of God, someone who has worked with God, someone who understands, you will know when you are being deflected. Many of us will just sit down, what is happening, I don't know. And just find yourself, you are deflected, you are flat. But God is a merciful God. He's the God of restoration. And so he has come here, he has brought me here. I'm under anointing, I'm under authority, I'm charging the atmosphere right now. I can see someone's balloon is pumping up again. Someone's balloon is pumping up again. Someone's energy is rising up again. Someone's battery is charging up again. Someone's loneliness is, oh my God, I feel the presence of God. So Adam came. I mean, God came to us, met Adam, said, "Hey, Adam, how you doing, man?" I told you God spoke an American accent. "Hey, how you doing, man?" "Yes, I'm just there." "What do you mean you are just there? That's not how you've been speaking to me." When you have a girlfriend, come on, can we be real? You know, the passion of girlfriend, boyfriend is stronger than those of us who are married. You know, when you are married, you take your wife for granted. You take your husband for granted. But in those days, man, when I was calling, you know, when before I got married, I called my wife. All my bills, my telephone bill went up. And when I call, I say, "Hello." She said, "Hello, honey. Hello, darling." I know that she's expectant. But there are times, "Hello? Hello? Are you okay? Are you cool? Am I talking to someone?" When you know someone so much, the tone, oh my God. When my wife is not in a good mood, I say, "Hello, hello? Why are you repeating me? How are you?" "Fine." "What are you doing?" "Sitting down." "Have you eaten?" "Yes." "What did you eat?" "Rice." Then I say, "Hang on a minute, what's going on?" "Nothing." "So why are you talking like that?" "Quiet." Am I talking to somebody? Anyone who got a girlfriend here? Okay, anyone got a wife here? Anyone got a husband here? When you build a relationship with somebody, even the way they dress, you know that this guy, something's wrong. Am I talking to somebody? Adam lost it. God said, "Hey, Adam, where are you?" "I'm just there. I'm somewhere." "Where?" I have a very powerful message on Adam, where are you? Maybe one day when God opportuned me, maybe I'm going to speak on that. But when you have a relationship with somebody, you know that when you have a relationship with somebody, when you have a relationship with your wife, you can look at your wife and read that she is not happy. You can look at your husband, the way he comes from work, especially those some of us, that when they come from work, you say, "Hello, honey." There's a time when he comes from, "Hello?" Am I talking to somebody? Adam knew something had gone wrong. And he tried to hide from the presence of God. But was he actually hiding? He wasn't hiding. But Adam thought he was hiding. But that's not what I'm talking about. That's another chapter for my preaching. And so because Adam lost it, God is a loving God. God on his own thought and had an executive council meeting in heaven and said, let us create man in our image for fellowship. Hallelujah. And God was coming down himself, literally, like I came to Oxford. You are seeing me now. Amen? That's how God would come and meet with Adam and Eve. He would sit with them. They would make him popcorn. They would make him pounded yam or bono soup. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus is Lord. I thought someone would be in the spirit and prepare me a bono soup and bring it here. If I preach you, honestly speaking, one of my best messages that I've seen great miracles is the miracle of a bono soup. Honestly, maybe one day when I come, if the Lord will, honestly, that message is incredible. People have been healed. People have been delivered. People have been set free. Pregnancies, barren wombs have been restored because of the miracle of a bono soup. I'll just give you two testimonies of a bono soup. You'll be surprised. I was preaching in Atlanta, Georgia with my family. I think that was 94, something like that. After I finished ministering like this, very big church. So somebody came to me and said, please, Pastor, can you come to our house for lunch? I said, I'm under authority. Let me ask the pastor first. When I go everywhere, I'm under authority here. It's what she tells me I do. I don't do beyond what I don't just go and visit people anyhow. Even taking phone calls of people, not phone calls, telephone numbers of people. I don't do that randomly. Because some of you will start gossiping to me. Hey, no, Pastor, when you preach, I was moved. God, the way God moved. Our pastor, she doesn't preach like you. I was so liar. So why are you in this church? Hey, Pastor, the way you preach, I was so moved. Can you pray for me? Why can't she pray for you? She said, authority. So I said, let me ask the pastor. So the pastor, oh, yeah, sure. He's one of my leaders, so you can go. So we went to the house, my family. Oh, my God. We went there. The wife prepared me pounded yam, ogbono soup, with okra from plate to mouth. I'm feeling hungry now. Thank you, Lord. Because that's my favorite food. And she didn't even know. She just said, what do you want? You say, oh, pounded yam on bono soup. Is that okay? Oh, yeah, sure, I can. And the woman, she said, good cook. Women know how to cook properly. So if you feed your husband with any junk, no wonder he eats in the restaurant. If you hear my message on women, be a good cook. You know, you say that a way to a man's heart. Are you married? So have you found the way to your husband's heart? She's still finding. What was that? Oh, she has found. She doesn't even know. Sorry, I'm a funny preacher, you know. But don't lose track. Honestly, don't lose track. God is a humorous God. God is an amazing God. Why do you think he came all the way from heaven to come and be talking to Adam? Somebody he created, somebody below him. That shows us about how nobody is too important and nobody is too small. If God can come all the way from heaven to come and just discuss and talk, walk in the gardens, look at the cattle, look at the animal, look at the snail, look at how it's crawling. Am I talking to somebody? Anyway, back to Abonasuf. So she used to prepare the food. And honestly speaking, it's one of the best bono soup I have prepared. I mean, I have eaten. Oh, it was so wonderful. You needed a scissors to cut it. I draw a koroko, goat meat. When I ate, it began to minister to me. You know what I'm talking about? You know, when you eat in the afternoon and you eat a bono soup, pounded yam, it begins to minister to you. You know what I mean, minister to you? So sleep began to catch me. That's the ministration I'm talking about. I ate so much. I ate so much. And after a while, man, the anointing was flowing, and man, I couldn't help it. I was almost going down on the floor. And this is a true story. Honestly, God is my witness. I'm not joking. I may be making you laugh, but true, it's a true testimony. So I said to my wife, I said, hey, because I was preaching somewhere in the evening, I said, look, I think we better be going. Otherwise, if I get ministered to and I get on the floor, we will not get up from here. But before we go, can we pray? God is my witness. They had a small boy like this guy, maybe a little smaller than this guy. I thought, did you hear what I said?
Yes,
what did I say?
I thought.
What did I say?
I thought.
Naaman thought. Am I talking to somebody? Naaman thought when he was told by the slave girl, the slave girl just went and gossiped. You know, women are always gossiping. Whether you are small or big or old, they're always gossiping. But that was a good gossip. He said, mistress, I wish, you know, pastor, I wish my master can go to Samaria. There's a man of God there. You will pray for him and his leprosy will be cleansed. The woman kept it in her heart. Went to her and said, honey, you know what? This girl you brought, I'm kind of deviating. I'm going all over the place. They went to war. Among all the people that they defeated, they killed, they brought one girl.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Why that particular girl?
Yes.
That girl was, in today's language, a born-again girl, a Jewish girl, who knew God, who attested the power of God. Her assignment, remember I said since Friday, I've been saying, Samson's assignment was just to begin the deliverance of Israel. This girl just came in. She came in as a slave girl. Why they chose her, nobody knows. The Bible does not tell us. But when she came, she did what she was supposed to do. And she just said, I wish my master can go to Samaria and the prophet of God will pray for him. He will be healed of his leprosy. Can someone position himself? Can someone bring himself, herself, to a biting point whereby you know that this is God. This is God. This is God. God is speaking right now. God is talking to me right now. I have to say it. I have to say it. I have to speak. I have to speak now. Do you know that when you get to, again, my word, when you get to a biting point, the Holy Ghost nudges you. You become uncomfortable. You become restless until you deliver the word of God. When the anointing comes, you can't keep quiet. So the woman went and told her husband. He said, okay, why not? He saddled the cows, the animals, the donkeys, and took a lot of gifts. Let's go. But he said something. He thought the man of God, the prophet of God, will come out. Makatari Mosha Dabokoya, I speak over your life. Give me your hand. This leprosy shall be cleansed. This one shall be cleansed. Your body shall be... He thought the man of God would lay hands upon him and pray. He thought. He thought. Some of you are thinking, I wish this man can lay hands upon me. I wish this man can touch me. I wish. Your wishes will never always come your own way, but God's way. Am I talking to somebody? So when they got there, the prophet said, at the gate, just like outside there, he said, go and tell him to bathe 7 times in River Jordan. And he was so angry. What is it? What is this supposed to mean? I drove all the way from Manchester to can you imagine? I came there for this weekend, and the pastor said, "Pastor, I'm sorry, you won't be able to preach today. Somebody else is preaching." You know, can you imagine how angry I would get? I mean, would I be justified? Come on now, let's be honest. Would I be justified? She brought me all the way here. Now she's telling me I will not preach. Somebody else will preach. Didn't you know that before? What did? Am I talking to somebody? She's not walking in the spirit. She's not a woman of God. She's not called of God. You know, we can say all kinds of things. Am I being honest? The prophet just said, go on, bath 7 times. Again. Oh, my God. Again. Someone say again. When the man, Naaman, was angry, one of his servants, be careful the people that are working under you. Don't treat them as trash. Those security men at the gate, they are not just nobodies. Daddy, uncle, master, if the priest, the prophet, the teacher, the pastor has told you something greater, wouldn't you do it? Why don't we go and try? Okay, let's go. I don't know about this God. I thought you say he's a prophet. Well, I don't know. Okay, let's just go. One, nothing. Two, nothing. Three, nothing. Four, I'm tired. Let's go. No, try. He said 7 times. Five, number of grace. And then six, number of a human being. Look, this is not happening. It's only 1 time, sir. Just try 1 more time. And he just like, he just went and fell into the sea. And when he fell into the sea, help me out. Help me out.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And when he was helped out, when he came out, blessed Redeemer, his body was cleansed. He was made whole. He was restored. So my bono soup, I didn't finish. So I said, let's pray before we go. I saw the boy, he was their boy, their son. I never knew anything. What about Hannah? She was in the house of God, pouring out her heart to God. I'm kind of changing my message a little bit. But I'm speaking to someone right now. Hannah was in the house of God, in the presence of God. She was talking to her. Today you must answer me. Today is my today. I've come to a biting point. Father, I cannot go back the same way I came. And the pastor mistook. And not Pastor Dukwe does not make mistakes at all. She doesn't walk in the flesh at all. She's always in the spirit. When she comes out there, she's talking. God is talking. Are you hearing with somebody? But you dare not move. She's in the spirit all the time. But somebody like me, I have to struggle. Oh, God, help me, Lord. Father, I'm not doing the right thing. You know, we have to fight it out. But Hannah, the man of God said, hey, Hannah, what's wrong with you? It's too early to be drunk. Can you imagine how offensive that could have been to her? A pastor accusing you. Am I talking to somebody? I know you've never been accused falsely. I know because you know your husband, you know your way to your husband's heart. He's never come and say, that pastor you've been talking to on the phone, who are you talking to all the time? I said, what is that supposed to mean? And the man said, well, according to the time, may God answer your prayer.
Amen.
May God restore your womb.
Amen.
So back to my bono soup. Then I said, okay, let's pray. So they came and said, granny was there. The man's wife, I mean, mother was there. So we also, okay, let's hold hands. We held hands together, and I was praying. Makatarat God, you know, the anointing was working upon me. The Bonosup miracle was upon me. The grace of God, the power of God, everything was there. I was in the spirit. Makatare. While we were praying, God is my witness. While we were praying, Nikatatata, I went into a vision. I saw a desert place, dry place. I said, hang on a minute. I sense barrenness here. I sense barrenness. There's something. I don't know where, in which area you are barren. The granny, the moment I mentioned barrenness, she just went down. The presence of God was there. So I said, okay, just leave her, just leave her. Let's just go to pray. And then when I was praying, the Spirit of God said to me, I know you are a man. The Spirit of God said, while I was praying, holding hands, the Spirit of God said, lay your hands on her tummy and pray for her. So I let go of my hands. And I said, I don't know. I feel there's a barrenness here. I speak over you in the name of Jesus. May this, whether it is your stomach, whether it's your womb, whatever you are struggling financially, whatever it is, I speak fruitfulness to you in the name of Jesus. I release an anointing. I just let go. As the Lord God liveth, I'm not lying to you. She said, Pastor, after prayers, it wasn't a long prayer. She said, Pastor, you are a man of God. I said, of course I am. I'm preaching at church this morning. If I wasn't, would the apostle have brought me all this from England to come and preach in Atlanta, Georgia? I mean, of course, I didn't tell her, but you know what I'm talking about. She said, for 7 years, we've been married. We've been to almost all the hospitals in Atlanta, Georgia. They've tested me. They've tested my husband. They've done every test. They say, we will never have a child. I said, wow. So that's the barrenness that God showed me after eating your agbono soup. I said to her, God is my witness. I said to her, by the time I come back next year, you will have a child. 3 months. Someone said 3 months. The woman called me. Man of God, it has happened. She was shouting. I had to put the phone so far away so I could. She was shouting, screaming. That's happened. Man of God, I'm just coming. Coming from where? Calm down, madam. Calm down. What? Just calm down. I said, what is going on? Madam, sit down. Are you okay? Oh, yes, I'm okay. I let her talk. Then when she calmed down, she became cool. She said, man of God, according to your word, I just came from the hospital. I'm 3 months pregnant. I said, what? What did he say? I'm 3 months pregnant. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. She gave birth to a baby boy. And guess what she named the boy? My wife's name is Toyin. So she named the boy Oluwa Toyin Joshua. Then the husband's name. They had two more after that. They had to block the womb themselves. There's an anointing right now. I'm activating the power of God. The anointing of God is in this place right now. Whatever has been barren, whatever has not been working, I command it to work in the name of Jesus. Whatever has not been working, I say walk in the name of Jesus. Whatever was dead, I say live in the name of Jesus. Whatever was not happening, I say happen in the name of Jesus. Makatarimo Shakaria. Is your child labeled? Oh my God. Oh no. As your child been told in school, he has a problem. He's sick. He's ADD. What is it? ADT. Not ADT. Autistic. Your child has a problem in school. I reverse that case in the name of Jesus. I'm a teacher by profession. My wife is a teacher too. She says she's an electrical engineer, a chartered one. My wife is chartered this, chartered that. I don't know how many chartered she has. I always say, if you bring out all her certificates, the whole world will be full of certificates. My wife is so brainy. Me, I'm just struggling. By the grace of God, I am what I am. I'm being honest. God just enabled me to work hard. I have to work hard. My wife, she just works through degrees. And so she was teaching my child at home, my children, all of them. I was helping them as well. I was the child minder for all my children. All of them. I raised them, changed nappy, feed them, everything. I know what it is like. In those times, we were not very rich. We were using these towel nappies. What is it called? No, there's a name for it. Tarries. Tarries. Is it tarries or tarries or whatever? They were tarrying. They were tarrying, tarries. I know how to. There was a bucket I had for soaking all the poo-poo nappies. And then I'll go and wash them and then put in the washing machine. And then I know all those things. My kids, I raised my kids by myself. My wife was working. And so my son became so intelligent because we were able to read and teach him some of these things. Now, what am I saying? The point I'm making is this. He became so intelligent, he was above his peers. So when he went to school, you know boys now, I know what I'm talking about. The boys are always boisterous. He went to class, he was always naughty, he's running around because what they are giving him, he already knows. So he was becoming restless, and they began to label my child. This child has a problem. This, I said, nowhere. I said, I went to the school. I said, you know what? I am an educational psychologist. That's my profession. I mean, that's my course. I'm an educational psychologist. You guys don't know what you are doing. Give my child homework. Give my child tough work. Put him above his grade. The boy will calm down. Nothing is wrong with my... They said, you can't teach. I said, yes, I'm teaching you right now. They called a board meeting. I sat down with them. I said, there's nothing wrong with my child. The work you are giving him, he knows it already. It's under him. Give him above. The boy will come down. The education officer came down. The psychologist came down. It was a debate. I said, I am also an educational psychologist. I'm from Cardiff University. What are you talking about? Amen. So they started giving him higher grades. The boy that they said he was autistic, disruptive, they changed their mind. They changed their mind. Am I talking to somebody? Whatever your child has been told, I reverse that situation in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. There's a medical doctor in America right now. I was preaching in Jos. I mentioned the Gbonosuf miracle. They said, Pastor, you have to come to our house. We invite one. I said, okay, fine, I will come. If it's a Gbonosuf, I will go anywhere. I went there to your house on Tuesday. There was honestly, God is my witness. There was a girl who had a mental problem living in the compound. So when I went to the house, they gave me a Gbonosuf. The woman can cook. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I ate the Gbonosuf. And then before we prayed, this woman came. She was making noise. She was going up. They said, Pastor, don't worry. She has a mental problem. I said, what? Mental what problem? I said, no. She cannot have a mental problem while I'm here. After this Gbonosuf. No. I said, bring her. I'm telling you, God is my witness. I said, bring her. I laid hands on her. I prayed for her. I cast out the demon from her. The woman became instantly well. She died 2 years ago. This was maybe in the early 90s. Who says God does not answer prayers? Who says God cannot restore? Because of that, while I was praying for her, this is a true testimony. God is my witness. I'm not lying to you. I was praying for them after the Gbonosuf, after this girl was healed. She wasn't even in our agenda. She was not even supposed to be there because she lives in the compound. So she walks in and out. She's just disrupting everybody. You know that God can work in any way. When the anointing is moving around, when the power of God is moving around, somebody that is wise, like the woman with the issue of blood, he was going to Jairus' house, but she said, no, this man, I've heard about him. He's a God. He's a miracle-working God. I must tap my anointing. I must get my blessing. I must get my restoration. She went there anyway, and she got it. While I prayed for them in Jos, the Lord gave me a vision. I saw them with luggages across the sea. There was a big sea. So I said, hang on a minute. Are you planning to travel? The man said, his name is Dr. Okolo. He's a man of God. We didn't want to tell you anything. I said, so where are you going to? He said, I want to go overseas. I said, you've got it. I said, the Lord just showed me now, overseas, over the sea. I saw you with luggages over the sea. But it's not very far away. Maybe you will start from Ghana. Maybe you start from Cameroon. Maybe nearby. Then you will go far away. As God liveth. He got a job with who? World Health Organization. Deposited him to Ghana. From Ghana, they took him to Brussels. From Brussels, they brought him to London. Miracle of Ebonosuk. Guess what? They have been applying for green card. This, what do you call it? This lottery card in America. They never got it. Three times they were turned down. So this time again, the man called me. Say, man of God, look, my wife and I were talking. We've been believing God to go to America. And every time we apply, they would turn us down. I just said casually, God is my witness. I said, do you know what? Prepare a bone of soup and bring to me. From London, I'm telling the truth. God is my witness. I said, bring me a bone of soup. The doctor, a medical doctor, the wife prepared the bone of soup in this flask thing. He brought the bone of soup to me in Manchester. When he walked into my office, when I saw the jug, the anointing just increased. Honestly, I'm not joking. I said, kneel down. I laid hands upon him before I even ate the bone of soup. I prayed for him. I said, I speak, I decree, this time when you apply, you will get your papers. So I said, how many did he bring? He said, I brought two flasks. I said, President. In fact, he forgot his tie. He was so excited. He forgot his tie in my office. I'm still using the tie. I'm not giving him yet. Let me be honest with you. 2 months, he called me. He said, Pastor, this year, a bona fide miracle is working. I said, I told you it's working, and it has to work. I said, so what happened? He said, do you know anybody in America? I said, I know many people. He said, can anybody give us a letter that when we go to America, we can stay with them before we get our papers? So I said, has it come through? It has come through, man of God. It has come through. They got the lottery papers. 2 months after eating a bone of soup. Today, they are in Maryland. Yesterday, the wives, I posted, those of who have my, this thing, you see, I posted one young, nice photograph when I was younger. And people have been responding, they will like the, you know what I'm talking about, those of you on WhatsApp. The wife sent me 2 likings. I'm still in touch with them. There's an anointing in the house. When God came to fellowship with Adam, Adam missed it. So this time, God withdrew. It's now man going to God. Not God coming down to man again. Am I talking to somebody? The role was reversed. Since you are unfaithful, since you traded in the blessing, the gift I gave you, this time you have to seek me. That's why I say, when you seek me, you will find me. But you've got to recognize you've lost it. If you don't recognize, you'll be dwelling. No wonder you are suffering. But the moment you realize why you are suffering, where you are, like my wife preached on Friday, the axe head. The man of God said, where did it drop? Where did it fall? Those of us who are here. Amen? The man said, show me the prophet said, show me the place. He said, it was here. It fell here. The Bible says he cut it, a tree, isn't a wood, isn't it? And he put the wood. Those of you who are scientists, I don't care how scientists you are, that's a good English. You cannot magnetized a metal with wood. But because of the anointing, it came out. When you know where it fell, when you know where you have lost it, the Bible says you are running well. Paul says you are running well. What hindered you? Hallelujah. I have come here with an anointing. I've come here in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yesterday I was talking about God himself introduced himself in Isaiah 42 verse 8. God introduced himself. He said, I am the Lord. That is my name. I'm introducing you to this man, Jesus, this man, God, the God that created the universe, the God that makes impossibility possible. Honestly, I changed my message. My message, I don't know, God, what I prepared. You know, I'm God's, he's my boss. Those of us who are working, when you go to office and you are prepared and your boss says, Sister, Favor, are you Favor? Ah, no wonder you are Favored. When she goes to the office, her boss says, today you are not working at Favor. I want you to go to the other branch and go and check this for me. Would you say no? If you want your job, you will go, isn't it? If you want the paycheck at the end of the month, end of the month, you will go, isn't it? I'm following my boss's command. And I know that there's a deposit in someone's life this afternoon. I know that there's an anointing in the house for miracles, for signs and wonders. It's up to you to tap into it or just enjoy and laugh with everybody else. What happened? Oh, it was great, fantastic. Ah, that man, he's very funny. He's a good preacher. You know, many of you will go away with a bono soup. What did he preach about? A bono soup. What happened? He prayed for someone, they got a miracle. God did like, ah, bono soup. That's all you are going with. Is that all he came for? If you look beyond the bono soup that I'm talking about and look at the God behind the bono soup, your miracle will come through. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord. 5 minutes, then I'm gone. Just give me 5 minutes. My secretary is not in today. So who is my secretary today? She's there. I told her yesterday. Oh, this thing's freezing again, Lord. Oh, God. Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. Is it coming on the screen? Can we get on the screen? Okay, praise God. Yes, come on now. Now I told you, yesterday how I'm having a wonderful time with my iPad. The pastor was telling me, have you tried it? I said, yeah, I've tried everything. He said, it's very old then. I said, it's as old as me. Now, look at Genesis chapter 5. We'll finish with this one. I'll just read through. Now, because Adam fell, he lost it. God had to devise another means of restoring man back to himself. Bringing man back to himself. You know, he's a loving God. He's a faithful God. Okay, because of time, I've got about 5 minutes or so. Let me just read to you some things that God showed me. Maybe next, I will not be able to go through the depth of it, but I'll just share with you, because this is a restoration.
Amen.
Verse 3. I wish you could have it on the screen. You don't have it on the screen, is it? How come you are able to put this one and you don't have a Bible on your screen? Okay. Look at verse 3. Verse 3 says, Adam lived 930 years, if you go through, but because of time. Adam lived 930 years. And Adam means man. The meaning of Adam is man. He lived 930 years and he died. But before he died, he gave birth to Seth. If you go to verse 4, then verse 4 tells us, saith. Saith means appointed. Adam means man. Saith means appointed. So Saith, appointed, lived 912 years. And he died. Then before he died, Seth gave birth to Enosh. That is verse 6. And Enosh means mortal, frail, weak. Enosh, mortal, lived 915 years. And he died. I'm talking about restoration now. Before Enosh, not Enoch, or Enoch. I don't know, in Nigeria, I was told we pronounce Enoch. But you English people will say Enosh. Enosh, mortal, died. But before he died, he gave birth to Kenan. Kenan or Kenan. And Kenan means sorrow. Can you imagine Enosh giving birth to a son and he calls him sorrow? It was all in God's plan. And Enosh lived 915 years. And he died. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Kenan lived 910 years. And he died. Verse 9. But before he died, if you go to verse 12, Kenan gave birth to Mahalalel. And anything in the Greek or Hebrew, El, has to do with God. So he gave birth to Mahalalel, means the blessed God. Mahalalel means the blessed God. Verse 12. Mahalalel lived 895 years and he died. But before he died, he gave birth to Jared. That's verse 15. Jared means shall come down. Shall come down. Something will come down. Amen. And he lived 962 years. And he died. But before he lived, Jared gave birth to... In fact, Jared is the second oldest man on earth. Jared, how do you pronounce it? Jared. So he gave birth to Enoch. Enoch, not Enosh this time, Enoch, however you pronounce it. How do you pronounce it? Enoch. Look at people, Nigerians, they are saying Enoch. So Enoch. Oh, is that her son's name? No wonder he's, you see, I was in the spirit when I came. You, this woman, you must be blessed, you must cook me a bone of soup. Why am I always coming to you? Everything I say, it is always right about you. How come I came to, from all the people, I said to you, Enoch, and your son's name is Enoch. Poroko. And she can cook. Matarabosha. Sakaka, tie me. I'm coming to your house this afternoon. Before I go, Nakaria Mosha. Hallelujah. Okay, you people are eating into my 5 minutes. It's not my fault. You are eating into my 5 minutes. Now, Enoch lived 365 years. And Enoch means teaching. Teaching. So your son's name is teaching. Every time you call him teaching, you are speaking to his life, you are prophesying to his life. I know the Bible says, Enoch was a God pleaser. Amen. And he taught God's people the ways of God. That's why he was called teacher, or teaching. So he lived 365 years, one of the youngest person. And you know, he was no more. He was taken away, isn't it? Yes. And he was the one that gave birth to the children of Anak, the giants. That when the spies went to the land, they saw giants, because the children of Enoch, they intermarried with angels, fallen angels, and they gave birth to huge, massive, big people, bigger than my brother at the back there. No, huge. He's bigger than me. You know, huge. That's why they came back. They said, we are like grasshoppers. Remember the story? Okay, because of time. But before Enoch was taken away, he gave birth to Methuselah, the oldest man in the Bible, on earth. 969 years. Can you imagine somebody living 969 years? And then he died. And Methuselah means his death will bring. Methuselah, his death will bring. I'll tell you all these meanings. Oh my God. Let me just throw this scripture in. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with God, 1,000 years is like one day, isn't it? So this year it looks very long, but it was nothing before God. And then verse 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Whatever he has said concerning you, it will come to pass. Whatever prophecy that has spoken over you, it will come to pass. The God who created you knew that you are supposed to achieve something. Even though you drifted away, he's restoring you. He's bringing you back. And that's why his faithfulness is for many generations, for thousands of years to come. Then Methuselah died. But before he died, he gave birth to Lamech. Lamech means powerful. Powerful. And Lamech lived 777 years. And he died. But before he died, he gave birth to Noah. So we're stopping on Noah. Noah lived 500 years. Now, if you calculate all these years, it gives us 8,235 years from the fall of Adam to Noah. Can you imagine God being patient for 8,235 years just to restore man back to himself? Can you imagine how patient he has been with you? Since you became born again, how many times have you fallen? I'm sure there is countless, isn't it? But his mercy endureth forever. And to finish now with this, if you put together all these names, all these meanings, all God was saying here is, man, the meaning of all these names from Adam to Noah, it means man is appointed mortal sorrow. But the blessed God shall come down, teaching that his death shall bring powerful restoration. Amen. Powerful rest. Amen. And if you look at all this, because I'm running because of my time, she's almost raising her hand. She's just being merciful to me. If you look at all this name, how God was patient, how God was faithful. Adam sinned, and he gave these allowances. Amen. He gave this time. He was patient with you, with me. And that's why you and I are still calling the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Because there's something that you have to achieve, you have to accomplish before his coming. Am I talking to somebody? I know I've lost many of you now. But all I'm trying to say here with all these names is God gave birth to all these people, and the names that they were called are significant to the coming, to the restoration of our Lord Jesus Christ. So for God to restore, that means you have lost something. For God to come back and say, hey, Joshua Jama, where are you? Yeah, Lord, I'm here. For God to come and visit me and we can fellowship again, he had to give this length of time for people to repent, for people to get things right. And that's why he came to Noah. Noah built the ark, isn't it? Before the whole world was destroyed, when they were walking in disobedience. Am I talking to somebody? And after the flood, the people that were in the ark were preserved, isn't it? And then humanity started again. That's restoration.
Amen.
And that ushered in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And some of you are thinking, so what is the relationship? Are you getting the link, the relationship? God is a patient God.
Amen.
You may have sinned, but if you come back to Him, if you cry to Him, He will forgive you. He will restore you. And that's why He said in Exodus chapter 1, when Moses broke the tablets, Exodus 34 verse 1, Exodus 34 verse 1, He said, and the Lord said to Moses, cut two tablets of stone like the ones you had before, and I will write on these tablets the words that were on the first tablets which you broke. In other words, you severed the relationship. God has to give another chance again. And if you go down to verse 6 of that Exodus 34, and the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth, verse 7, keeping mercy for thousands, giving forgiving iniquity and transgression of sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon their children and the children, the grandchildren. In other words, am I talking to somebody? God will visit and exonerate you.
Amen.
Set you free.
Amen.
Wipe away your mistakes. Wipe away my mistakes. As if you have never sinned before, so that we can have a clean relationship with Him again. And that's what He has come to do this afternoon. That's why He has restored. He's restored. My God. All these things I've been sharing. I'm talking about God who wants to restore you back to Himself. He misses you. Am I talking to somebody? My time is up now. Can we be on our feet, please? Sorry, I have to stop abruptly. My time is, I've been preaching now. I started exactly 1 o'clock. So I've gone, it's 1 hour by that clock. It's 1 hour, 17 minutes now. But did you get blessed?
Yes, sir.
Did you learn something?
Yes, sir.
Do you think God has spoken to you something about restoration? Breakthrough.
Amen.
Bringing you back to where you used to be before.
Amen.
Repositioning you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is repositioning. God is forgiving you. But first of all, I want us to ask God quickly now. Say, Father, I have sinned against you. Just pray. Just say this simple prayer. Say, Father, I have sinned against you. I've drifted far away. There's a song we used in Nigeria. I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. By your grace, I will be thine. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. And so on and so forth. Now, I want us to come back to God, right now. And say, Father, I have sinned against you. I have messed up. I was under pressure. I was deceived. Whatever it is, Lord, I didn't know what I was doing. Even the things you knew that it was wrong, you still did it. His mercy endureth forever. God can still do it. God can still forgive you. God can still restore you. And right now, before the restoration, is asking for forgiveness. Once you've been forgiven, once you've been cleansed, once the anointing flows over you again, touch, something will happen. There's a breakthrough for someone right now in the name of Jesus. As you confess and you are sincere before the Lord God Almighty, He will forgive you. He will restore you as if nothing ever happened before. And God will begin to do a miracle from this day in the name of Jesus. Father God, forgive us our sins, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God. Restore us back to yourself, oh God. Make us, oh God, to know thy ways, oh God. Where we have gone our own ways, may we hear a voice saying, this is the way of the Lord. Walk ye there in it. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your people. To God be the glory. Great things you have done, oh God. Father, touch your people. Father, touch them right now. Those who need healing, Father, heal them right now. Those who have got kidney problems, those who have got diabetes, those who have got headaches, those who have got migraines, those who have got stomach ulcers, God, whatever it is, I speak into them right now. Let there be healing restoration. Let there be bodily restoration. Let there be jobs. Let there be education. Let there be God, whatever you want to do, do it now in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak your blood over your people. I speak your blood over your people. I cover your people with the blood of Jesus. I speak over them in the name of Jesus. I cause a restoration in the name of Jesus. I command a new beginning. A new beginning. It shall come forth. Shall you not see, says the Lord. I am doing a new thing. Behold. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We give you thanks. We give you praise, O God. Be thou exalted, O God. Father, let there be testimonies after this to the glory of your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless. Yeah.